It's always a blessing to be with you, part of my spiritual family. We're all family here together. We're going back east to meet with our relatives. Some of them are part of the same family, and some of them, but they're our blood, Ken. You know, so we pray for them often, and we love them dearly.
我们这次非常有福气的能在一起的和我们属灵的家庭在一起来分享神的话语最近我们是非常的忙碌而且在这个聚会之后那我们马上就要离开这里来去拜访我们在东部的家人。
At the end of last year, I shared a message with you titled, The Cross Leading to Life. The road leading to life is the road of Calvary and the cross.
去年的年底我和大家分享了一篇的讯息，主题是领我们得生命的十字架之路，这条路带领我们的生命通往加略山和十字架之路。
There's no amount of preparation that you can do for that road other than just knowing how helpless we are in sin and placing your faith in the work of Jesus on the cross and His resurrection for the forgiveness of all your sins and the free gift of eternal life.
不是说我们花多少准备来走这条路，而是我们要知道我们是在最终因着我们信靠主耶稣在十字架所做成的功和他的复活来原谅赦免了我们所有的罪，我们和这份白白赐给我们永生的礼物。
Now at the end of last month, I shared a message with you. Learning to walk in the Holy Spirit, which is given to us as believers as soon as we placed our faith in Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit.
上个月的月底我和大家分享了另外一篇的讯息是关于怎么样在圣灵里头我们来走这个天路，他同时给我们告诉了我们，只要一旦我们就相信了主耶稣，那圣灵他就会赐给我们。
Today I'd like to share what you might think of as the third part of a series going through this. One of the 22 sections that you'll see in Psalm 119. It has 22 8-verse sections. And this section is the only one of all those 8 sections that has every verse as a prayer request.
今天我会和大家一起来分享诗篇119篇，诗篇119篇可以分成22个段落。那我们今天要分享的是这段的八节的经节是整篇里头唯一的八节，那是我们是像作者呢。 向这个神的祷告。
So you might say those two previous messages that I talked about were kind of a prerequisite before you really can pray this prayer. The course is really a matter of living out the new life we have as a believer.
这前面的两个讯息是会带到我们今天真正的祷告的一些先决的条件。 这个过程可以说是我们每一个信徒，我们怎么样活出神的生命的重要性。
Some would like kind of say that this prayer is being enrolled in the course of true life. If you want to look at it kind of as an academic course, you can say that. Or if you just want to talk about our course of life as we walk that road, same thing.
今天我们要分享的呢，有人说呢， 这个祷告呢，可以是让我们进入这个真正生命的一个过程的这个开始，或者呢，你如果你要这样看的话呢，就好比我们在上大学的一个课程一样，那我们今天呢，你可以让我们简单的说呢，就是让神带着我们走。
For some, it may be a refresher course, but it's still a very meaningful prayer that you can repeat many times throughout your life. Now, for those who haven't taken that first step of faith, it's a look at what's the course content, if you will, of the life of a believer.
对有些人来讲呢，这可能是一个新生入门的这个课程呢，但是呢，它仍然是非常有意义的一个祷告呢，可以在我们属灵的生命当中呢，不断的来这个重复的，对我们一个在我们还没有上过这个第一个这个信心的课程的这个阶段呢，那我们可以来，也可以从这个章今天的分享当中呢，来窥见一个信徒生命一个内容的一个课程。
I've read through the one-year Bible, the entire Bible in 1 year, several times, but there's still a tendency to forget some of the important things that God showed me during that time. Now, this section of Psalm 119, this 33 through 40, is a great reminder of the power and effectiveness of God's Word in our life from now until we go to be with Him in heaven, actually.
我曾经多次的在一年内读过这个神的这个话语我曾经读过多次，但是仍然呢经常会忘记当中神的这个一些话语，一些重要的一些话语。在我们今天所要分享这篇诗篇119篇33到40节这边呢，它是一个非常好的一个再次的提醒我，上帝话语的这个能力呢，和效力呢，在我们的生命从现在呢，一直到我们将来在天上与主同在的这段阶段。
Just a little background, Psalm 119 is thought by most to be written by David, but we're not absolutely sure of that. Some would say maybe not.But if it was written by David, it was probably towards the end of his life, and likely something to pass on to his Solomon, his son.
我来先给和大家分享一些这段诗歌的背景呢。那诗篇119篇呢，大部分的人都认为这是大卫所写成的，虽然这不是百分之百确定是这么一回事，但是如果他是大卫所写的呢，他很可能是在大卫的人生的这个末后期所写的，而很可能呢，是因着他的儿子所罗门所写的。
David is often referred to in the Old Testament and the New Testament as a man after God's own heart.We see that in the Old Testament in Samuel, and we see it in Acts also in the New Testament, Acts 13:22.
大卫呢，他经常被人是认为，而且神他自己也曾经这么在这个《使徒行传》13:22这么讲到说，大卫呢，他是一个寻求合神心意的这么一位人。
Acts 13:22 says, But God removed Saul and replaced him with David, a man about whom God said, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, and forget, and I want him to do, he'll do everything I want him to do.
在《使徒行传》13:22这么说到呢，既废了扫罗，就选大卫做他们的王，又为他们做见证说， 我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
So now I have a question for you. You don't have to raise your hand, for that matter, but I think I already saw some of it in the music that we sing. How many of you would like to be called a man or a woman after God's own heart?
Okay. 那现在呢？啊，我要来有一个问题呢？啊，我要来问大家。你们虽然你们啊不需要啊来举起你们手告诉我，但是呢，我们可以自问，就是说，在我们当中呢，有多少啊，不管是男人或女人呢，我们愿意成为像大卫一样被神称为合神心意的人
？So this may be a good way to pray that as you go through life too.
这是一个非常啊好的一个祷告的一个过程，在我们的生命当中一个非常好的祷告的过程。
So let's pray together, and rather than going through all eight verses, I'd like to address them one verse at a time, if you will.
接下来就让我们祷告，祷告之后呢，那我们会来分享这八段的这个经文，但是我不会和大家一次把它读完，我会一段一段的和大家一起来分享。
Let's pray. Father, we do want to follow your every word. We want to pay attention to your every word. And we pray together today that you will send this to our hearts, something to where we can actually be a person after your own heart. So bind us together in this. And as we look at these verses, help us to see what you want us to see. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Psalm 119, verse 33. Teach me your decrees, O Lord. I will keep them to the end.
诗篇119篇33节这么说道，耶和华，求你将你的律例指教我，我必要遵守到底。
Now we see that many times in Psalms. Some of the music team or the worship team picked out some verses in Psalms that say, teach me in them. This part of the prayer is the recognition that there is instruction in the Bible as God's Word, and we need the Lord to teach us that.
在诗篇多篇的这个诗篇里面呢，它都有这么一段的这个话语在告诉教导我这个在里头，这段的这个祷告呢是我们在这个圣经里头呢因着这个是上帝的这个话语呢，我们认知了上帝的话语，它是一份的命令和指导。那同时呢，这份的命令呢和指导呢，需要由借着主耶稣来教导我们。
David's prayer is here that he would be divinely taught by God himself. We know that when reading through some of the Psalms, David had meditated on, believed, delighted in, proclaimed, and even suffered for some of the Psalms that he was proclaiming.
大卫呢，他祈求神呢，能够来亲自来这个启示教导他。我们知道呢，当我们读过这个多篇的这个诗篇呢，我们知道大卫他曾经深思对神的话语深思过，他也深深相信，他也经常为神的话语来感到快乐，甚至经常来宣扬这个神的这个荣美，他甚至呢为神的这个话语呢来受苦。
But this prayer was not about what he already knew, but his acknowledgement of what he did not know as he prays, teach me, since I have a lot to learn.
这篇的祷告呢，并不是告诉我们呢，大卫他已经知道神的这个心意，反而是呢，他在祷告中，他了解到他对神有许多的这个不知，他祈求神能够来教导他。因此呢，我们知道他有很多这个还在学习当中的。
I know we have a lot of academics here, so I'll just say what you probably already heard. Some have said education is the process of going from the unconscious ignorance to the conscious ignorance. It's also said a university is to teach you, not to teach you all the things to know, but to show you all the things you don't know. I think that's true with God.
在座的有许多是在学校里头这个教书的。那我们知道在这个教育呢要经过一个过程，是从一个潜意识的潜意识的这个无知呢，一直到你去刻意的去把它否定。我们知道呢，在学校里头呢并不是教我们去知道所有的事情，而是让我们知道有很多的事情我们不知道，所以我们可以去学的。所以我想这对这个神的话语，我们同样也抱着同样的这个态度。
I know some may disagree with this, but you can't really teach yourself how to live right. Other people cannot teach you how to live right. The world certainly can't teach you how to live right. God alone is the master teacher of living right, which to live in his ways.
我想可能有些人会不同意我的说法，但是你可以你没有办法教导你自己怎么样去活出这个正确的这个生命出来，别人也同样没有办法来教导你怎么去活出正确的生命，这个世界更不可能来教导你怎么去活出正确的生命，唯独这个只有这个上帝呢，他是唯一的这个大师呢，他可以教导我们什么是他的这个他的方式他我们才可以生活的这个对的。
It's interesting if you've read about David through the books of Samuel and Kings. David didn't need to be taught words of rebellion or disobedience. That came natural to him, and it does come natural to us as well. Our flesh is naturally inclined towards sins and evil. It doesn't need to be taught how to sin.
很有趣的一件事情是大卫呢，他和我们一样呢，他不需要人来教他们什么叫做背叛，什么叫做不顺服，因为我们肉体很自然的就倾向于犯罪和做邪恶的事情，这些都不需要人来教，我们就知道就会去犯罪的。
Instead, we bow and say, God, you've set the course and the direction for my life in your word. Teach it to me.
相对的呢，我们应该谦恭的来到神的面前呢，来匍匐在他的面前呢，求他用他的这个话语告诉我们来当走的路和正确的方向，来教导我们怎么样来做。
For those that desire to learn directly from God, they can be assured they will be taught that way. For he who gave us that desire to be taught will be surely to satisfy that desire. Of course, none can effectively teach as the Lord himself, as it says in Isaiah 2:3.
当那些渴望直接从上帝那边来学习的人呢，那很自然的，他们可以有这个保证，他们会上帝会告诉他们当如何行，因为呢上帝给他们这份的这个渴望而且也确信他们能够得到。当然呢，没有任何一个人呢能像主亲自的教导这么的有效率，就像在以赛亚书二章三节这么说到。
Isaiah 2:3, people from many nations will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths.
就像在以赛亚书二章三节这么说道，必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各上帝的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
We all need to recognize our spiritual ignorance and cry out, Lord, teach me. David goes on in this prayer to pray, if God will teach me his right ways, I will follow them to the end.
我们都需要认知我们属灵的这个无知，而向上帝来呼喊说，教导我。大卫他这么做，在这篇的这个祷告里头，他这么向神呼吁来教导这个神，教导他正确的道路，他会跟随一生到底。
So I don't think it's inappropriate to put with our prayer request heartful promises or resolutions. Faith and commitment go hand in hand. That goes well with what James says in the first chapter, verses 22 through 24.
当我们在祷告的时候呢，我们可以来向神求这个我们告诉神我们忠心的我们的诺言和我们的这个决心，因为经常呢信心和承诺呢是互相连在一起的。这段话呢特别是应验在雅各书一章二十二节到二十四节告诉我们的。
James 1:20 through to 24 says, But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word of God and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and you forget what you look like.
在雅各书一章二十二到二十四节这么说道，只是你们要行道，不要单单的听到，自己欺哄自己，因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子，看着自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
That's why David prays in this verse 34, Give me understanding and I will obey your instructions. I will put them into practice with all my heart.
这就是在大卫在34节这边的祷告，他这么说道，神啊，求你赐我悟性，我便遵守你的律法，且要遵守一心遵守，而且一心遵守。
Let me add a footnote. Don't hear this as legalism. Oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do this. No, it's I want. I desire to know God's ways.
那我在这里特别稍微解释一下，这并不是讲说给我们很多的规条。我们一定要做这，我们一定要那做那，而是说我们是从心里真正的喜悦来做这些事。
Yeah. So give me understanding. Both instruction and understanding are necessary for us to truly love God and follow Jesus. This in some ways is a request for kind of a spiritual illumination. Shine your light on this, Lord, in my life.
我们要给我悟性指导和这个了解呢，都是我们对这个真正爱神和信靠耶稣所必要的所必须要的。这是从某些方面来讲呢这是我们灵里求神给我们灵里的这个光照，让我们能够把神这个从我们身上显明出来。
So it's not enough to merely understand the meaning of words. The teaching must also produce wisdom. As David's son Solomon told us in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6.
我们没有办法用简单的话语来了解这个真正话语的这个意思，那这个教导呢，它一定会产生这个有智慧的行为出来， 就像在这个箴言书三章五到六节，他告诉我们有关于智慧的一段话。
Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all that you do. He will show you which path to take."
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。So
back to our time together, we talked about walking in the Holy Spirit, and this is where the Holy Spirit comes in. The Holy Spirit enlightens God's people to comprehend the written word. We have the enlightenment, but we also must have His word and yield to it.
让我们再回到与圣灵同走的那段的信息里头，圣灵呢打开了我们的这个知识库呢。 让我们能够了解上帝话语的真实意义。我们有了这个悟性呢，同时呢，我们也必须要有神的话语，也才能发出当有的果效出来。Then
as we understand, we must keep it spiritually from a principle of love and gratitude and with a view to the glory of God and Jesus Christ. It says that in
1 John 5:20。以爱的这个和这个感激的这个原则呢，那和赐给我们使我们认识和从一个荣耀上帝和耶稣基督的这个方向来做呢，然后我们才能真正的。 真正的领悟到上帝的这个，才能真正领悟到从我们的这个灵里面呢来领悟到这个上帝，就像在约翰一书5:20这么说到。
Some people say they only read the New Testament; they don't need the Old Testament. I beg to differ. They're missing a lot.
One more time.
I say some people say they don't need the Old Testament, they only need the New Testament.
有人说到呢，我们不需要新约，我们只要读旧约就好了。但是我们知道这是不对的。Okay.
So 1 John 5:20, as we know that the Son of God has come and He has given us understanding so that we can know the true God. And now we live in fellowship with the true God because we live in fellowship with the Son, Jesus Christ. He is the only true God, and He is eternal life.
在约翰一书5:20这么说道：我们也知道，上帝的儿子已经来到，而且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们在他，我们也在那位真实的里面，也就是在他儿子耶稣里面，他是真神，也是永生。
So a believer feels a devotion for God's Word because he understands, or she, what God's Word is and what it can do in our life.
一个真实的信徒呢，专注在神的这个话语里头呢，因为他深深的了解上帝的话语为何，而且他也深知道上帝的话语能够在他的生命当中来改变。
The outer senses must first see the way, then the mind must understand it, and then with faith and love, the heart should follow it.
外在的观感呢，让我们看见了这个出路。我们的心智呢，也必须要去了解它。那也心中因着信和爱呢，我们也才能够来跟随它。
Above all, we must have an understanding of the gospel. And of Christ and the things of Christ, from which grace and strength are to be had along with spiritual discernment.
首先呢，我们必须要了解这个福音，然后和这个耶稣基督为是谁，和关于耶稣基督的事， 然后呢，因着属灵的这个洞察力呢，我们也才能从中支取啊、这个恩典和这个力量。
So that brings us to verse 35 of that chapter. Make me walk along the paths of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found.
在35节啊、诗篇119篇35节这么说到，求你叫我遵行你的命令，因为这是我所喜乐的。
So this verse struck me a little funny at first as I was looking at it and studying it. I think it's because our old nature is trying to hold on to what I can do for myself. After I asked God for teaching and understanding, can I just step out and do it on my own?
刚开始读这段话语的时候呢，我有一种很奇怪的啊、这个感觉。我想这是因为啊、我的老我呢，他试着啊、要让我啊、去做主，但是呢，当我呼求神来教导我了解明白的时候呢，那难道我还要靠着我自己吗？
Again, I shared that with you last month. That trying to move through life by my own power is a big mistake.To walk through life must happen by the power of the Holy Spirit, not the flesh. Now, some translations here say instead of make me, lead me, but either way, it's admitting I can't live a spiritual life on my own. I have to have God.
试着去啊、靠我自己的力量过我的生活是一个大的，是人生一个大的错误。走在生命的道上呢，必须要靠着圣灵的这个大能。不是我肉体的这个能力，有一些的这个翻译，把这个带领我，这个使我呢，用带领我来翻成带领我，但是不管两种方式呢，都说明了我没有办法啊、这个过靠着我自己来过这个属灵的生活。
I think according to David, this is true. Even though I know walking along that path.Is where I find my happiness, but I need fresh supplies of grace and spiritual strength in order to stay there because I'm prone to wander off of God's path.
对大卫来讲呢，这是真实的啊、当大卫说到呢啊、他从神跟随神的这个道路上面呢，他才找到了啊、这个快乐的这个泉源呢，我想。啊、一个全新的啊、这个恩典和属灵能力的这个供应呢啊、是为了要让我们啊、不会啊、按照我们自己的老我啊、来走偏了神所定的这个道路。
There's a good hymn of that. If I thought of it at the time, I would have requested it for today, but I didn't think of it at the time. But An often misunderstood verse in the Bible is Philippians 2:12-13.
腓立比书二章十二到二三十二到十三节，这是我们一段常常啊、很容易误解的一段的这个一段的这个经文。
So this first part of it, 12, is the part that's misunderstood. Dear friends, you've always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I am away.It is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him.
十二节到三节这么说道，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在那里。就是如今我不在你们那里更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事都是上帝在你们里面运行，为要成就他的美意。
Yeah, we hear that word or we read that word work in these verses and we want to roll up our sleeves and get busy doing something. However, we're only called there to show the evidence of what God is doing in our lifeWhen we walk with Him, He is giving us the desire and the power to walk with Him. That's what verse 35 is actually saying.
当我们听到了这刚刚念的这段的经文呢，好像我们马上就要把我们的袖子卷起来啊，去做事情一样。然而呢，这句话真正的意思呢，是告诉我们啊，我们来到神要我们做的啊，是我们怎么样啊，让世人看见神在我们身上所做的工。
And even more so if we look at verse 36, give me an eagerness for your laws rather than a love of money. Let's be excited about it.
在36节，求你使我的心趋向你的法度，不趋向非义之财。
So once again, even though David asked for the strength to follow God's path, he also asked God to bend his heart in this way. That's what the word actually says. We want God to bend our heart toward him.
大卫呢，不仅仅在这里求上帝呢，给他有这个力量呢，能够来走这个上帝所要他走的，要他走的这个道路呢，同时他也在这里要求神呢，能够来回转，让他的心来回转，改变他原来的心意。
So after all, it is the Lord that's fashioned this new heart for us. So while we're asking, we can also ask Him to incline it with a sense of eagerness to walk on this path.
他是主啊，他是这位主来塑造我们的这个信心，所以当我们来求他的时候呢，那我们同时也可以要求他呢给我们一颗愿意渴望走在他指定的这个道路上的一颗信心。
Now this verse has a real serious contrast in it, which is to love God's path rather than money, and we can read about that in 1 Timothy 6 verse 10.
和这个相反的呢，是我们去爱这个爱这个道路，爱这个世上的这个钱财呢，而不是爱这个神。所以在这里提摩太前书六章十节，这里有一段警告我们的话。
First Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and some people craving money have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves.With many sorrows.
提摩太前书六章十节，贪财是万恶之源，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Now be sure and say, don't say money is the root of all evil. It's the love of the money that God's concerned with. In truth, our hearts are bent toward one or two things. Either our hearts are inclined toward the word of God or toward greed, covetousness, and selfish gain.
在我们的生命当中呢，事实上呢，只我们的心若不是向神，我们就是向着世上的这个钱财。我们的心呢，经常都是如果我们的心是向着这个钱，向着上帝呢，或者我们的心呢是向着这些是贪财，或者是贪求，或者是自私自利这两方面。
Yeah. So this is an important verse for young people or older people. There is that draw toward material wealth.
不管是对年轻的这个朋友，或者是年长的朋友们来讲经常这个世界的物质很容易的来变成我们的吸引。
It's actually a miracle of grace that takes the love of money from a person and replaces it with a love for the Bible, for God's Word. God uses His Word then to change our hearts and desires even more and more for Him. I've heard some people say, I believe they mean it too, I wouldn't trade any amount of money for my Bible.
这是啊、一个恩典的极大的一个这个奇异的地方。当我们人愿意呢啊、用爱啊、这个爱这个神话语这个啊、爱呢来取代了世上的这个钱财，上帝呢用他的话语呢来改变了我们的心和我们的这个啊、这个让我们更愿意的啊、来这个爱他。我曾经听过一个人说过，他就是世上所有的钱财，他也换不了他手上的这个圣经了。
So that gets us to verse 37, in 119, Psalm 119. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word.
在诗篇119篇啊、第37节这么说到，求你叫我转眼不看虚假，又叫我在你的道中生活。
Of course, there are things other than money or possessions that can knock us off of God's path. This part of the prayer addresses things David's eyes are naturally drawn toward and are empty, fruitless things in our life. It's not so much about just seeing these things, it's about focusing on them.
当然，这世上还有其他的啊、除了钱财或者是这个啊、这个身外之这个物质的这个东西能让我们啊、来离开上帝的这个啊、正道之外呢，那在这段这个大卫的这个祷告里面呢，他很自然的啊、就告诉我们啊、我们这个老我呢是很容易来转向那些空虚毫无意义的这个的这个物质的东西里面啊、但是呢啊、我们他同时也告诉我们啊、我们不单单啊、是啊、看这些事情，而且是我们把我们的心思意念都放在这些事情上面。
I know, I usually, when I'm sharing with you, I share from the New Living Testament. Some people use other translations. But I think there's a mistake there on one of the other of us in terms of that verse 37. But let's just go with that. Turn my eyes from worthless things. Of course, these things are there. David doesn't want to be attracted by or find pleasure in things that are unstable at best. This part of the prayer is not so much that the eyes may be closed, but rather turned away. As you turn your eyes away from one thing, you will hopefully turn them to something that's eternal.
我用的是New Living Translation 的这个翻译，那跟我们这个和合本的翻译可能会有些出入的。在这里大卫呢，他告诉我们呢不要被这个这个世上的这些啊、这些事情所吸引呢，他告诉我们不是要啊、把我们的眼睛闭上不去看他们，而是告诉我们，我们是要转离啊、这些事情，因为当我们把我们的眼光转离这些事情的时候呢，那我们才会有希望呢啊、才会看到这些啊。永恒的这些事物的这个世上。
Okay. Do you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, our relationship with each other is eternal? Do you realize that? This relationship that we have, we're going to be eternal, and so our relationship with each other is eternal. Now, I'm not saying we're going to know each other in heaven the same way as we know each other here, but the body of Christ is eternal.
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道吗？啊，我们的在主耶稣基督里面的关系呢，是一种永恒的这个关系。我并不是说啊，我们将来在天上也和这个在地上啊是有同样的这个这个眼光，而是讲呢，在我们都是属于基督的这个身体，基督的身体是永恒的。
Who knows, after we've started stared into Jesus' face for maybe a few thousand years as we're there, he might have us greeting each other again. In a humorous way, I've asked God that Pat and I could at least be close neighbors.
有谁晓得在几千年之后我们在面对基督的时候呢我们是不是还会还是一样的这个彼此来问相同的安呢？用一种比较幽默的话来讲呢，我曾经求神呢，能够让我当我们在彼此相遇的时候呢，能不能让我和 Pat 能够同样的成为邻居。
So the second part of this verse of 37 is not so much about additional request for life. It's turning away from worthless things, turning to the most glorious one in the universe. We know that as we turn away from worldly things, we automatically turn our eyes upon Jesus. That's another good song. who we know is life and is eternal in that, in John 14:6.
刚读的那句这个经节的这个后半段呢，它告诉我们，并不是我们的生命当中呢有，并不是要求我们的这个生命呢并不是要求我们的生命当中呢。去追求那些毫无意义的事情，而是要让我们转向那些更荣耀的主的这个主。那当我们呢远离这些世上的这事的时候呢，那我们很自然的，我们就会把我们的眼光转向这个耶稣基督。就像在约翰福音十四章第六节这边说到
I should have made that shorter. Just turn away from worthless things and turn your eyes on Jesus. Okay.
那也就是说，我们要把我们的眼光呢，从世上的这些事呢，来转向这些永恒的事。
John 14:6, Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me."
约翰福音十四章六节怎么说到？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So now we come to verse 38, and we are together on that too. Reassure me of your promises made to those who fear you.
第三十八节这么说到，你向敬畏你的人所应许的话，求你向仆人坚定。
We can't see the fulfillment of God's promise in our life experience unless we're under the influence of God's Word. It's intended to bring us this reassurance as the Holy Spirit reminds us of the past promises fulfilled and those that are yet to come.
除非呢，我们是在上帝话语的影响之中呢，我们是没有办法来完成上帝向上帝的这个在我们生命里头的这个承诺。那在这里呢借着这个圣灵呢再一次的向我们这个来确认我们不仅仅上帝在过去完成了他的这个应许呢，而且对这个将来的应许也同样的会来实现。
Put another way, the prayer of reassurance, I'm going to shorten this, is asking God to help us grow in faith. We see an example of this in Mark 9:24.
让我用另外一种方式来说呢，大卫的这个祷告呢，是求上帝呢，来帮再一次的来帮求上帝呢，来帮助他这个信心的成长， 就像这个一个人在这个马可福音九章二十四节这段的这个故事。
Mark 9:24, the father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief.
在马可福音九章二十四节这边呢一个做父亲的呢他向上帝讲说呢若你肯我信但我信不足求主来帮助我。
I'm certainly willing to admit there have been times my prayers, being weak in that sense. I say, I know you promised, but are you sure? Do you really mean it? Can you really do that? Now I know I'm probably the only one that's ever thought that during their prayers, but I have no hesitation to include this in my prayers, to reassure me, Father, reassure me.
在我想要和大家来分享的就是说呢在我的这个生命当中呢我经常会有这个软弱的这个时候，但是当我软弱的时候呢，那我来求神来坚定我他给我的这个应许，这样子的这个祈求呢是没有问题的我们可以向神来祈求他祈求他来坚定他给我们的这个应许。
And maybe part of this is the part that says to those who fear God, sometimes you may say, do I fear God?
也许呢有时候我相信我犹豫的去相信某些上帝的这个话语，因为在某些这个方面呢我害怕我对这个上帝呢我存着这个恐惧的这个心，是这样子的吗？
Now I'll give you my short definition. To fear God is to take him serious. Not only what it would be like if you didn't have him, but what a glorious thing that you do have him in your life. That's an awesome fear of him.
让我给大家一个比较明确的这个对于这个敬畏上帝这件的事情呢，他说的是呢简单的说呢就是把上帝的话，就是尊重上帝，把上帝的话语当真。
I'm going to skip 56 and just go to Proverbs 15:33. Proverbs 15:33. Fear the Lord.Or the fear of the Lord teaches wisdom and humility that precedes honor.
就像在箴言书上十五章三十三节这么说到，敬畏耶和华是智慧的训诲，尊荣以前必有谦卑。
Okay, verse 39. Help me abandon my shameful ways, for your regulations, your ways are good.
在三十九节这边说到呢求你使我所怕的羞辱远离我，因你的典章本为美。
Okay, so here's kind of a simple contrast between my ways and God's ways. My ways are shameful and His ways are good. It seems to say that. Which do I want to have? So I pray for His help in abandoning my ways and turning to His ways.
在这里呢，有两个彼此相对立的这个方式，一个是我的方式，一个是上帝的这个方式。我的方式呢是很可羞耻的，而且上帝的方式呢它是美好的。哪一个方式我来祈求上帝来帮助我的事呢，来让我使我来能够来放弃我自己的方式。
Some of you may say a little closer to my age, well, I did that many years ago, but I would say you have a choice every day to pursue your ways or his ways. I don't think one can really say I decided many years ago to do that, and that's final. Every day is a new day in regard to the new challenges and the new choices we have in our life.
每一天呢，当我们追求这个上帝的方式呢，或者是我的方式呢，我总是可以做选择的。没有一个人能够在多年前呢，就告诉我，我已经立定要追求上帝的这个旨意，他的一定，这就是我的这个心意。我们要了解呢，每一天都是新的。那所以，当我们每一天，我们都会面对的这个不同的这样子的这个挑战。
Yeah, now young people hear this. This is not a graduation speech, but you're going to have a lot of choices in your life as you move ahead. So hang in there to walk in God's ways.
在座的年轻，特别是在座的年轻人呢，你们每天有非常多的这个选择要去做。但是你们要确信你们一定要抓住上帝的这个心意来跟随着这个上帝。
And I think of this when Jesus was in the garden just before he was going to the cross, as it says in Matthew 26:29.
在马太福音26章39节当耶稣要到这个克西马尼园去祷告的时候呢这么说。
So it says he went on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine.
马太福音26章39节这么说道，他就稍往前走，伏伏在地，祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思行。
I'm going to skip to 62. I think there's an added bonus for us in this prayer as well. When the world speaks against God's regulations for life, it's our privilege to stand up and say His judgments are good. This is also true with regards to the Bible and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As people attack it, we should, not that He needs defense, but we should stand up for the truth.
在这个祷告里面呢，我们同时可学到一个功课，当这个世界来反对上帝的这个律法的，对生命的这个律法的时候呢，这是我们呢一个很好的这个机会呢，我们要站出来，来向世人宣布上帝的这个判断是好的。同时呢这个也因着这个我们主耶稣基督的这个名呢，这个圣经上所说的一切也都是真实的。
Let's skip to 65. Okay. So our final verse in Psalm 119 today is 40. Verse 40. I long to obey your commands, renew my life with your goodness.
在四十节这么说道，我羡慕你的训词，求你使我在你的公义上生活。
So the first part of this verse is called a causative. It simply means, because of this, I'm requesting this. Some translations use a different word that commands instead of his commands, it uses his precepts. Now the Bible dictionary says precepts,as responsibility God places upon His people.
在这里呢，前面这边讲到使用的一个这个语法呢，是有一种因果关系的。简单的来说呢，就是因为简单的意思呢，也就是说他这么要求。有些翻译呢，不用这个。这个命令的语法，而是用这个规范或者戒律呢？那在这里呢，他讲的是上帝给他的人民的一些这个责任。
So in some ways, David is saying, "I gladly join with you. I'm happy to take on the responsibilities you give me, God. Basically, I'm very happy to be your servant." This is an attitude that God has put in my heart.To serve him joyfully. I can't take any credit for that. He put it there.
在这里呢，这个大卫呢，他讲的是， 他很高兴的啊、这个和他喜乐这个与上帝同在啊、他也乐意的来接受啊、上帝所给予他的这个责任呢啊、换句话说呢，他是很高兴的啊、他是乐意的来侍奉这个上帝，这是我们应当啊、有的这个啊、这个侍奉神的这个态度。那我们没有办，我们不能因为这样子呢，就把这些都归功于我自己。
69. It should also mean serving God without any recognition of establishing my own righteousness, but leaning totally on Jesus for the righteousness that He has given me.
同时呢，这也意味着我们服侍神呢，不是奠基在我的这个义上面，而是呢，按照这个主耶稣他的义呢，是借着我来彰显出来。
Even with the joy of serving the Lord, there's sometimes weariness, and God knows this, and that's why He wants to give us a time of rest each week.
即使我们喜乐的来服侍上帝呢，我们也会感觉到疲倦的，但是啊、这也是为什么啊、这个上帝啊、他在每个礼拜呢，他总是给我们有这个休息安息的时间。
Now, you parents might be familiar with this way of thinking. Even in the Old Testament, God wanted His people to give their land a rest for every 7 years. Because they refused to do that, He gave them, like a parent, a 70-year time out in Babylon.
在旧约时代呢，上帝呢，他希望他的这个子民呢，在耕地的时候呢，每七年能够有一年的这个休耕的期间，但是因为他的子民拒绝了上帝的这个命令，结果呢，上帝就像父母管教孩子一样呢，给这个以色列人被掳到巴比伦有70年的这个时间。
Now those of you with the university know what a sabbatical leave is. It's usually though in a university, some period that you take off to study or join in something, and you come back and bring that back to the university.
在学校里面呢，有一对这个老师呢，有一种这个七年的这个也是有这个教授离职休假的。这么一个方式啊、让老师们呢能够到别的地方啊、去休息去学习，能够带回来一些新的啊、这个技术。
Did you know that many churches have a sabbatical leave for their pastor? It's intended to be a time of refreshing, renewal that's badly needed to keep him serving his ministry. I think that's the type of renewal David is praying for here.
大家也知道吗？在很多的这个教会呢，对这个牧者呢，也有类似的休假的这个一样的这个方式，目的呢，也就是希望牧者们呢，能够有机会呢，重新去支取这个力量让他的精神呢和这个能够再次的。振奋起来，能够在他的传教事工更有这个力量。我想呢，这就是大卫在这里所讲的这个复兴的一个意义。
So this word renew, it has several other R words actually that go with it: restore, regenerate, revive, replenish. All of these are possible when we take a period of time to meditate or focus on God's goodness in this life we have. He has given us with such delight. And I love Psalm 37:4 that talks about that.
和这个复兴有类似的这个意义的这个字呢有好几个都是从R开头的。 像这个恢复，像这个这个复从复兴这个新生命，或者使生命使复活，或者说是我们在装备，所有这些呢，都只有在我们花一段时间在神的这个这个美善在我们的生命当中所展现出来的这个好的时候呢，我们花时间去默想或者是把我们的这个眼光呢定睛在这个神的这个身上，我们才会得到那份的这个在他里面的那份的喜乐，就像在诗篇37篇第四节这么说到。
Psalm 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give your heart's desire to you."
37篇4节这么说道：又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Well, I know we're going a little long, so let's close with something maybe a little different. I have a little book that teaches the value of praying through the Psalms. As you pray. So I would like for us to do that together. I would like for us to pray through these 8 verses together.
让我们今天的这个结束呢有点不太这个用一种比较新的这个方式呢我有一本这个小册子呢，它是专门教导我们怎么样借着这个诗篇来祷告的这个一本小书。那我今天呢就愿意来尝试用这本这个按照这里头的教导呢，我们来做一个祷告。
Just before we pray though, this morning at another service I was at, the key verse was Jeremiah 3:15. And I want you to hear this because your pastor's not here, but Frankie is. Jeremiah 3:15 says, "And I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will guide you with knowledge and understanding." That's one of the ways that God gives you that teaching and understanding. So value that. You have a good shepherd here. Under shepherd, I should say.
就像在耶利米书所讲的虽然今天赵牧师不在这里但是我用这段话来和大家一起来勉励知道我们有一位非常非常忠实非常美好的这个牧者在我们当中。
So let's pray this together and I'll lead.
让我们低头做个祷告。
Teach me, Lord, your decrees. I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding and I will obey your instructions. I will put them into practice with all my heart. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. Give me an eagerness for your laws rather than a love for money. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Reassure me of your promise made to those who fear you. Help me abandon my shameful ways, for your regulations are good. I long to obey your commandments. Renew my life with your goodness. Amen.
Amen.